Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Nagaland government once again urged the center to review its decision on the cross-border movement along the India-Myanmar border and re-imposition of the protected area permit. Minister for Power, Parliamentary Affairs and Government spokesperson KG Kenye, while talking to the media yesterday, said that considering the state's ethnic position, tradition and customary system, the government of India must continue the free movement regime, FMR, and reimpose the protected area permit, PAP. The Ministry of Home Affairs recently adopted a new scheme to issue a pass to the border residents of both India and Myanmar living within 10 kilometers on either side of the frontier to regulate cross-border movements. Mr. Kenye expressed the state government's objection to the new cross-border movement system. We respect the center's security concerns, but at the same time, Nagaland's ethnic situation is unique and requires a different approach, he said, and added that the state has not yet received any official response from the center regarding its earlier request for a review of both FMR and PAP. Noting the unique historical and political context of Nagaland, the minister stressed that the state's demand must be considered by the government of India in light of its diverse history, traditions, and people. Nagaland cabinet has expressed concern over the potential lapse of central funds, stressing the urgency of utilizing the allocated resources before the deadline. This was informed by Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs KG Kenye post-meeting yesterday. He informed that the state cabinet had discussed the possibility of central funds lapsing if not utilized within the stipulated time. This concern was particularly highlighted in the departments of Health and Family Welfare, Urban Development and Municipal Affairs, and was also extended to the Rural Development Department. The minister revealed that out of the 1,200 crore rupees allocated by the central government, about 600 crore rupees remains unutilized. In this regard, Mr. Kenya maintained that the concerned departments are addressing the issue on a war footing and expressed hope that within the remaining time, the funds will be successfully utilized and the opportunities will not be forfeited. Meanwhile, the state cabinet has also decided to give recognition to Anato village in Newland district. Preparation for the Republic Day Parade is in full swing. Today, a full dress rehearsal will take place on Kartivya Path. The parade rehearsal will start at 10:30 a.m. from Vijay Chowk and will proceed to Red Fort. A total of 26 WUs from various states, union territories and union ministries are set to present the diversity of the country and cultural inclusiveness during the 76th Republic Day Parade. The WUs are based on the theme Swarnim Bharat, Virasat or Vikas. The parade will feature WUs from 16 states and union territories along with 10 ministries and departments, each with its unique theme.
The Defense Ministry said that these WUs will showcase India's diverse strengths. One of the unique features of this year's parade is that a tri-services WU will take part in the Republic Day parade with a team, Sakshak or Surakshit Bharat. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department will also feature its first ever Republic WU. Among other WUs, the Ministry of Culture's WU celebrates India's cultural diversity and creativity. It is inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mantra of Virasat Bhi Vikas Bhi. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And on to sports, 11 brothers Jugidong lifted the 14th Lota Football Championship. Held at Waka Local Ground, the final witnessed 11 brothers defeating Nitsuyan FC with a score of 3-1 to secure the title. Gracing the ceremony of the championship as the chief guest, MLA Achumbemo Kikon emphasized the growing importance of football in the country, citing platforms like the Indian Super League that provide opportunity for talented players. He encouraged local athletes to strive for excellence while also commending the enthusiasm of the spectators. The MLA also voiced concerns over the littered state of the local ground and urged the public to make use of dustbins and avoid disposing of waste irresponsibly. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.